We're going to have four leaders up to the front of the church here to pray. The first one is going to pray for this church, and also we want to pray for the church down in Penzance, Karen, because you've got a really important day. You've got a launch coming up on Thursday. To pray for the vision to come. The first person's going to pray for the vision to come. You don't have to read the words there that Paul wrote. Pray it in your, just as the Holy Spirit leads you. But Paul prayed, he said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he's called you. So one of our leaders is going to pray for the vision to come. Another leader will pray for the provision of the vision. The provision for the vision, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and its incomparable great power for us who believe. It's God's provision to fulfill the vision, and then the outworking of the vision. Another leader will pray for that. The outworking of the vision to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is work within us. And then this last one, the glory of the vision. The last person is going to be praying. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The glory of the vision is the Lord's. The glory of its provision, the glory of its outworking, it's all for the glory of God. We are for the glory of God. He saved you for his glory. Isn't that wonderful? So Jen, Donna, Barney and Karen, I want you to turn your backs to everyone. There's a reason for this. Folks, what have we been talking about? It's about us all, isn't it? It's not just about people that take leadership. But folks, I want us all to stand and pray with these leaders today. Our standing is an act of showing that we're right there behind them. We're right there behind them. Thank you.
Father, I pray that not just with the normal vision, but the eyes of our heart, the drive that you put in us, in our heart, that we might be aware, we might have that revelation of what you have for us, and that we might know in our inner being the hope, the certain hope for which you have called us. You've called us into this, and you won't let us go until you have completed it. So may our hearts, as well as our minds, be given revelation of what you have for us for the future. And may we be obedient to it and follow. Amen.
Father God, I know that you have already given us all that we need. And yet, Lord, we don't always see that or believe it or act on it. So I thank you that you have given us the riches of your glorious inheritance. Thank you for that truth. And Lord, you work within us, those of us who believe. So, Father, I pray that you would help us to increase our faith in you, to believe your promises. And Lord, even when that vision seems to take a long time to come into place, that we would hang in there with patience and prayer and obedience, that we would know you are still at work in ways we can't even imagine. Thank you that you've undertaken, Lord, everything we need. It's there already. Help us to grasp hold of that. Amen.
Father, as we stand on the cusp of opening Breathe this week, I look back and I can see where you've given the vision and where you've provided a shop for free and people, team, you've provided finances, Lord. We've come through that. And Lord, I pray now for the outworking of the vision down there in Penzance. I pray that you would keep each one of us motivated, that you would keep each one of us close to you, that you would help us to be obedient as we hear your voice, and that you would work through each member of the team down there, that people would come to know you through us just opening up and allowing you to speak through art and through the different creativity that's going to happen down there. Lord, I want to pray for here as well, as an established church, as we've already gone through different times of different sorts of vision, the vision for setting up the church and moving it to here, and then visions over the years. And as we stand at this place again of working out, Lord, what is the next thing for here? Lord, we pray that you would give it. We pray that you would provide it. And for those people that have individual things that have already come to them and that they're working out at the moment, that they're standing on that place of stepping out, Lord, help each person to be obedient. As they've heard your voice, as there's a bit of fear and trepidation, Lord, help them get to not do it because of fear, but to step through that fear and to step out in obedience, because it's then that you bless and that your glory is seen. Amen.
Jesus, we praise you. You are good. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming. Being here this morning, we just give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord is good all the time. All the time, the Lord is good. We just praise you, Jesus, for your glory. We thank you, Jesus, that you have come. You have shown us what it is to be totally obedient to the Father. And we just thank you that when the chief shepherd appears, who is Christ Jesus, he will appear again, in the glory of the vision. He will give each one of us a crown of glory. That's what it says in 1 Peter. To him be glory in the church. We thank you for your glory within each of us. We thank you that Christ Jesus is in each of us, and it will be throughout all generations. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.